A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And I promised that I would get an update for those people who are planning on travelling to Béal na Bláth for the centenary commemoration next Sunday. So joining me is part of the organising committee, that is Laura McGonigal. Good morning to you, Laura.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm very well, and you're very welcome to the programme. Is it hard to put a figure, Laura, on the number of people that you expect will turn up next Sunday?
Absolutely impossible. So it is anticipated that there are large crowds, but we have no idea the number of people that might turn up. And if we look to previous commemorations for the 90th anniversary, we estimate that there was about 3,500 or 4,000 people there on what was a particularly inclement day when Enda Kenny gave the oration. And looking at news reports on the Cork Examiner for the 50th anniversary, there was reported to have been 10,000 people and 4,000 cars. And this weekend, people are estimating that there is anywhere between 5,000 and 15,000 people estimated to turn up.
Yeah.
And we have simply no idea of the numbers.
For a while, people were saying, oh, up to 5,000. Then I heard people saying, oh, it'll be over 5,000. I think that up to 5,000 is a way underestimation. So it really is hard just to work out from a numbers point of view. So you do have a park and ride facility.
We do, absolutely. And to try to ensure everybody's safe enjoyment of the commemoration, we have worked really extensively over the last number of months with the Guards, with the Defence Forces, with the Civil Defence, with Cork County Council and with the HSE. And in terms of, you know, having access to the site, I don't know if you know the road itself, but it's particularly narrow and windy.
Yeah.
And, you know, if there was ever an incident there on the day that we would need to have a medical evacuation, we have planned for all of that. But in terms of people getting there, so the commemoration itself starts at 3 p.m. And as you know, both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach are speaking this year. But we're advising people to arrive in plenty of time. And we would advise you to have your car parked at 1:30 p.m. And we're also advising people to carpool. If you can take two or three people in the car with you, that would be preferable for us because parking isn't infinite there. And we're very grateful to the local landowners around the monument who have so generously facilitated the commemoration over the last number of years. Edward Long, Dorgan Kiley, Sean Murray, and especially to Kilmarie GAA, who are assisting us this year with a park and ride facility in Crookstown, but also they're lending us manpower and up to 60 stewards to assist us on the day. So there are a number of access routes. So for anybody travelling from up the country, let's say along the N22 and turning left off the N22 and coming into Crookstown Village, there's a park and ride facility there in the field opposite the post office in Crookstown, and that will be operational from early in the morning. We have 10 buses that will be running continuously from Crookstown Village to the Diamond Bar in Béal na Bláth. There's a road closure then from the Diamond up to the monument. So I suppose to emphasise as well to people that are considering travelling that, you know, you will have to walk to the monument.
Yeah, and I think that's important for older people that might be attending, you know,
absolutely.
That, you know, just to make people aware, there's no way you can just be dropped at the monument.
No.
You're going to walk.
And in previous years, people would have been used to doing that, to arriving early, and a number of cars would have got up to the monument, parked then, and would have been able to sit in the car. But simply because of the volumes of people that are anticipated on the day and because of the need to be able to get access if there is a medical emergency there, closed to all vehicular access. So, and I suppose, so you will have to walk, and also to say to people that, you know, you will be on your feet for a number of hours that day. And I think the best advice I can give to people is that if you wouldn't be able to stand on a bank for a county championship match, then I'd urge you to give consideration to watching a live broadcast of proceedings on the RTÉ News Now channel from the comfort of your own home. I think people just need to be cognizant of the fact that they will be on their feet for some time.
And obviously there's no seating and people need to dress for the weather.
Exactly. And just because of the limitations of the site, and there has never been seating provided there, but just to be aware that, and dress for the weather. This time last week, we thought we might be in the midst of another heat wave, and that our
wouldn't have been ideal to have had that kind of weather.
Because you wouldn't want people dropping with sunstroke either.
Yeah.
It's looking slightly inclement for this weekend, but every hour that I look at the weather app seems to improve slightly.
I just checked before you came on. I mean, certainly the morning is the best of it, but the afternoon, while the cloud will increase, it's only like patchy rain and drizzle. I don't think there's going to be, it's not going to bucket down, which is really what you want.
Manage that. And the other thing, I suppose, is that the weather has been good for the last number of months, so the ground is solid in terms of people parking in fields and all the rest of that. We won't be having to pull people out with a tractor afterwards. So I think all that is positive for us.
Someone wants to know, is the road closed for the full afternoon?
It is. It's closed from 9:30 in the morning until after the commemoration.
Okay.
And that has been done in consultation with the Garda and Cork County Council, that it's done officially.
Quite special this year, the fact of the two orations, Laura.
Yeah, it is. I think when the committee looks to identify speakers on any year, no matter whether it's the 97th anniversary or the 101st next year, I'd like to think that we try to look for people who have a positive outlook on Ireland's future. And as a committee, I think our ambition in this centenary year was to be magnanimous and to bring us a step closer to reconciliation after those 100 years. The most tragic aspect, I think, of Michael Collins's death was that he was on a visit to Cork, the primary purpose of which was to try to bring an end to the Civil War. And the fact that he was killed probably prolonged that war to the following summer and probably strengthened the divisions that emerged. So it was a big step for us to invite both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, and Micheál Martin will be the first ever Fianna Fáil Taoiseach to address the Bé na Blá oration. But we thought it was appropriate to be inclusive, and we think there is some symbolic value to this year's commemoration. The Taoiseach and the Taoiseach are, I suppose, living examples of people who previously had differences and who have set those differences aside to work together. And that, in my view, is exactly what Michael Collins was trying to achieve, to bring sides together. And as a committee, we're always looking to take that step to healing the wounds of the past. And I think it is very significant this year.
Okay, and the work that has been ongoing at the site, firstly, is it finished?
I'm actually in Bandon now, and I'm going to take a trip out. But I understand that the certificate of completion was signed off yesterday.
Great.
So, and the committee were there on Wednesday as well, meeting with the Defence Forces and the Civil Defence, just having a final run through everything. So there was about 40 people with all hands on deck clearing the site and making sure that it would be finished. But we are hugely grateful to the Department of Defence, the Department of Taoiseach, and also the Department of Tourism, Arts and Culture, who funded the project, but more especially to Cork County Council, who have managed the project and who have been really very respectful of the committee's views and in conserving the authenticity of the monument and the site. And I think it has been undertaken in a really sensitive manner, and I think it's absolutely spectacular what has been achieved there.
And I know what Cork County Council was saying, that the aim of it, and I'm assuming the committee felt the same way, is to make sure that now when people go to Bé na Blá, you get an experience of what the landscape was like when the ambush happened.
Yeah, and I suppose as a committee, we're sometimes guilty of looking at the monument solely in the context of the commemoration day, but the design team in Cork County Council very much wanted to make it an experience for visitors on the other 364 days of the year, and it is, and there's been an awful lot of work done there, and even clearing the site, and specifically for the commemoration as well, the fields directly across the monument has been cleared as well to allow people to access that so that there's more room for people to stand. But it also gives a very clear view of where the sniper was who shot Michael Collins. And I think it's been a significant achievement for Cork County Council.
Okay, and it future-proofs it, doesn't it, for the future generations to come?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the monument that is there was erected in 1924, and our committee was established in 1965. A letter actually that one of our retired members, Ina Murphy, shared with me during the week was from that original committee, where they wrote to those who might have been supporters or sympathisers of Michael Collins seeking funds, you know, for the improvement of the monument. But it also set out the raison d'etre of our committee, which was that up until that point, the commemoration had been very ad hoc. It had been organised by groups or individuals. And the committee at that time felt that there was a danger with the passing of time and world influence and the passing of those who had been close to Michael Collins, that those efforts wouldn't be sustained to guard against that. And the committee was formed to ensure that his memory would be sustained. But the monument itself has been maintained by our committee as well over the last number of years. And I saw a couple of comments on Twitter over the last couple of days to say that painted red brick was an unusual aesthetic, and we were very fond of the monument and the railings that were around it and that. But it's absolutely world class now what has been achieved by Cork County Council there, and we're all very proud of it, and we think everybody else will be too when they see it on Sunday.
Okay, and I know we have a short little video clip that Michael Scanlon, our sports editor, went along yesterday and filmed for it last night. Right. People can see that up on our social media. Listen, Laura, it is going to be a busy weekend, but I think a very meaningful weekend for everybody who'll be lucky enough to get to Ballina na Blaw. But as you say, for those that can't get there, there is a live broadcast of the commemoration on RT on the news channel at 3. Yep. In the meantime, Laura, thank you for that, and thanks for joining us on the programme.
Thanks, Patricia. Thank you for the opportunity.
Good morning to you. Bye-bye. That is Laura McGonigal, one of the committee members organising the Ballina na Blaw commemoration, centenary commemoration.